Oopsie.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Sex Talk with Derek and Tina.
Wow, we're on the air?
We are on the air.
Holy cow.
I didn't notice the volume was turned down. We didn't quite almost, I just barely heard him saying, Blog Talk Radio.
So, I guess we're thrust in the saddle now, huh?
Thrust.
Yeah.
Of course.
So it's going to be a good show. We're already talking about thrusting, right?
It's always a great show with Derek and Tina. We're just like two crazy people talking about sex every week.
So,
and it's fun.
Yeah, we're recording live here at Ingress Eugen at G3467 Flushing Road, Unit C.
So, in Flint, Michigan.
In Flint, Michigan. So primarily we do the shows here. So if you want to come on out and see us live, please feel free to do so.
We have audience members today joining us.
You
we're going to have to make a set.
Right.
We're going to create a set, right?
Condoms are not necessary, FYI. Well, maybe for Tina.
Condoms are always necessary for Tina.
I just don't know about that. But one day maybe she'll bend a little bit.
It just depends. We talk about different situations. But, yeah, for the most part, condoms are really good.
So what
they're very
is
important.
Going on, young lady?
Oh, well, I don't know. Yeah, what is going on in the world? It's a pretty crazy world right now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Everyone should just fucking be happy, but
I know.
They're not kicking my...
Fucking be happy or fucking be happy. Both, right?
I like fuck and be happy.
Right. It is
good. Right.
It is good. So, you know, I found a couple interesting things in the news this week.
Okay.
One, they were doing a study, or not necessarily, maybe not really a study, but what do you call them? It's like surveys or, I don't know. You know where they do all the research. I don't know where all the money comes from all these weird research studies and who pays for all these studies. I'm not sure. But there's this research study that was talking about men who are bisexual. And who are, I forget what the percentage is, we posted it, maybe like 60% of bisexual men are closeted. They don't tell anybody. They don't tell their partners.
Really?
Because, you know, there's maybe a double standard with bisexual men compared to bisexual women.
Well, it is more attractive to see two women licking pussy than two guys sucking each other's cock.
But that's your point of view from a man. Well,
is there another point of view?
Yeah, from a woman.
Oh, okay.
I actually find if I'm talking about same-sex porn on men is hotter to me than female same-sex porn. But maybe that's because I'm a woman and I like men. I'm not really into women, so,
exciting.
I'm not attracted to women at all. So seeing two women do it isn't really that great.
But seeing two men do a little something to you?
Yeah, it's kind of hot.
It's a little bit.
Yeah. Definitely I prefer it over, you know, lesbian pornography or bisexual women pornography, whatever that is. But yeah, so there's like a little double standard. Men are afraid to tell even sometimes their partner, their own wife, but they're bisexual, their own partner. So it always makes me sad.
Oh, that is sad.
People can't really be themselves.
People still have to hide.
They do. You know, because there is a double standard, right? Because now it's become popular and cool for girl-on-girl action.
Right.
I mean, young girls want to try it out just because their boyfriends think it's cool. They're not even necessarily interested in women, but they're doing it because their boyfriend thinks it's cool. The porn shows that it's cool.
Right.
And so they're just doing it for no other reason, but they think somebody thinks it's cool and wants them to do it.
I think it's personally cool, but, you know, what does my vote count? My vote doesn't count. But,
I don't care what people do, but it should really be more about what you want to do, not what you think other people want to do. I mean, sometimes it's okay to please your partner. I mean, I've been in threesomes before just because my partner wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, it's fine. But sometimes people are doing it just only, you know, and they do it more often. It's not just like a special treat, like a birthday present.
Right, yeah.
It's a birthday present, but we're not doing this every day, okay? Mm-hmm. You got that once in a lifetime shot,
no,
buddy.
My birthday's every year. Can I get it every year at least? Once a year, every year? Or is that too much to ask?
You'd have to ask your own partner. Yeah, everybody has to have their own partner. Huh? For me, for the guy, no, that's a little too much. That's a lot of work. It's just like, oh.
It's Monday at 365.
I'm just messing around. But, yeah, for me, I probably wouldn't want to do it every year, no.
So, you know, the sadness that derives from not being able to express yourself sexually is something. So, like, what I wonder in terms of repressed feelings, what other actions take place? So as I'm browsing the sex news, I come across an article that talks about autoerotica. Right. And it made me think of like, OK, so maybe this guy is bisexual or he has some sexual tendencies, but he's repressed.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know how to express himself. So listen to this. An Albuquerque man was arrested after pulling down his pants and humping his car in the parking lot of a grocery store as children looked on. Police say that they found Danny, who shall remain nameless, he's 46. Asleep next to his car after the incident. So,
is that same factor? Men want to go and take a nap after this.
I would like to consider myself, I don't know, if a vagina aficionado or whatever that word is, right? A connoisseur of vagina, right? There is no way in my mind could I equate a gas tank opening to a vagina.
Right, because you don't have some... Maybe he might have a mental health problem.
Or he's off,
or
off the mark.
Or he has a serious obsessive fetish. It could be either or both.
I don't know. I don't even think that my penis would fit into that opening. First of all, right? So, I mean, that's one thing. But it's hard and metal compared to the fleshy, soft petals of a woman, right?
Sure, you know, but... It can go, you know.
How are you going to justify that behavior? You cannot.
Well, he probably isn't. I mean, he really probably does have, especially for someone to do that in public, just out on the street for anybody to see, there's definitely more to that issue than just probably a fetish. It probably has to do with some, you know, mental health issues as well.
It's
not necessarily,
really...
or an extreme, extreme obsessive fetish. Pretty extreme.
It's
but
really
when you said
freaking.
Autoerotica, I was thinking of self. You know, I wasn't even thinking of auto, like automobile. Like,
yeah.
You started talking about the car, and I was like, oh, I went to a friend's house. I don't know, years ago. On the first time I go over to his house, and we're just hanging out, and he's got all these books on a shelf, and there's Auto Fellatio.
Auto.
The book.
Oh.
Auto as in self.
Yeah. Right.
And I was like, oh, my God, I have to take a picture of this book. Yeah, I take a picture. This is so awesome, right? So it was really great.
I believe I'm a little too large to suck my own penis. I don't know. Maybe I have to do some more crunches.
Yeah, man. Right. You know what I've read about situations where people even go have, like, surgery to remove part of their ribs so they can do it. Because, like, you almost have to be, like, contortionist style. But I've actually asked some men... And more than one has told me that they've tried to do it before.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Who doesn't love, okay, not all men, but most men all love oral sex, right?
Right, but I don't know if
so if you can do your own, you'd be like so curious, like, oh, my God, I wonder if I could. You're already jerking off with your hands.
That's different, though. I mean, if I could actually say would I love the taste of cock that much, now think about it. I would have to love the taste of cock. So
not necessarily.
Much. Well, I mean,
do you love jerking off any cock, or do you only enjoy jerking off your own?
Mine, but then
okay.
I have to wrap my mind around the cock.
So
the
you must
cock.
Love grabbing onto cock and stroking it. You must just be obsessed with it. Guys can laugh. It's okay. We have people sitting here, and they're like laughing. What you're saying about you must love cock in order to do it, but you must love any cock to hold on to it.
Well, I mean, I haven't masturbated in a while, so now that you've created that visual for me, I'd have to think about that now. What if this wasn't attached to my body? Would I still stroke it?
Right, exactly.
I don't know.
The same with autofellatio. You know, maybe you're not necessarily aroused by sucking anyone else's penis, but your own.
Penis.
You're just
say
curious.
It's dirtier. Just say it.
I like both words.
Just say it.
Martinez.
No.
God.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
They're both good names.
Well, there's a chance that I would do it if you say the word Cox.
Oh, really? You're going to try it right now?
No, I'm kidding. All right, stand back, everyone. Wow, I don't know, I tell you. I just don't know.
So, okay, never mind, I won't ask. It'll be too personal. You always hear about, sometimes boys might be jerking off together. Like, did any of your friends ever do that?
A circle jerk?
Everybody's
got a circle jerk.
Really? I haven't.
No.
Oh.
Don't girls sit around and twiddle
did.
Their...
Your girlfriend... You didn't? But your guy friends
yeah,
do?
Yeah, I'm just like, how are you just... My female friends would be like, what's wrong with you?
That's so funny.
For me.
Well, I guess that is sex, really. Even pleasuring yourself is sex.
It's
sexual,
yeah.
But yeah, you'd want to do it with somebody else. Yeah.
Two people.
Yeah, I can get that. So, sex with a car. People do sex with all kinds of things, you know.
Yeah,
you just get creative.
And then got arrested for screwing people at Tinder.
Oh. Yeah, because it was in public.
Yeah, he
it's like that public... indecency or
yeah,
whatever
but
rule.
Too.
But with the man fucking his own car, I just thought of something. What if he's a sub and someone was dumb
and made him do it.
Made him do it.
Yeah, that's a good point. If you didn't play here, you know, like this guy fucking his gas tank could have been made to do it by his dom. I mean,
one guy who tried to acquire
a sadistic dom, not just a regular one, because,
some,
you know.
Some dumb subs have, really, really
hardcore. Because that's got to be pretty hardcore to do it in public where you could get arrested, you know, so.
Public shaming.
It could be. It totally could be.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, speaking of public shaming and interesting things, did you see the post I put on about people who live as dogs? They're puppies.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a
whole
puppy BDSM thing. Oh. And it's like...
We use the furry stuff.
So I had a client. Did I tell you guys about the client one time? I had a client who, as my dominatrix previous life, who just wanted, he would come over and take off all his clothes and just be a dog.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, as a dominatrix, I didn't have sex with my clients, which happened to be all men. I didn't have any female clients. But anyway, I did have cross-dressing clients, but I didn't have female clients. Anyway, so, yeah, he wanted to just be treated like a dog. So he'd have put on a collar, a leash. I would walk him in my little courtyard because I had a little private courtyard. He would, lay at my feet, and I'd just put my feet up on him, and I'd, teach my online classes. There's, naked dog on my floor. I love it. Of course he paid for that. I mean, God, I don't do anything for free, remember?
Oh, this is true.
There is no freebies, right?
Wow.
$300 an hour is what I used to charge back in the day.
Was he a successful business owner, or was he just, a guy that was kind of homeless and...
Well, this particular guy was an engineer. And this was in Silicon Valley, because I worked in California.
Okay.
I've only ever done that in California.
Wow.
California is cool. I love California.
Nothing like
it's like fun. You can do anything in California.
The California air, right?
It is.
In the air.
Yeah, it's just freedom, and there's no judgment, and people can just be themselves.
Have you ever?
But they still keep secrets. Obviously, he's probably not doing this with his wife at home, so
right,
he pays
right.
somebody to come and be a dog. But some people dress up as a dog. So the article in the is posted, people live the whole visceral, they dress as a dog. But a lot of it's not sexual. There was nothing sexual with this guy. I have no idea if he went home and masturbated. He didn't in front of me. He was just my naked dog.
Wow.
Yeah, I had a little bowl of water. And, he had his collar and a leash. And that was it. I might give him a little scratch on the head and pat his head.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, that's...
He did lift his leg and pee in my courtyard, though. That was hilarious.
Did he?
Yeah, he's a little dog. It was awesome.
That's very interesting.
Too much information.
Well, you know.
So for people who are listening to this and know me as the happiness guru, yes, all happiness. But, you know, people really do need to be able to express themselves. And I'm just, you know, I feel really fortunate that I was able to help some people express themselves, give people an outlet, whether it was doing when I did phone sex or when I was dominatrix. I really feel like it was a service.
So now that we're in the state of Michigan, would you ever provide that service again?
No, I'm not interested in that anymore.
No?
No.
But you're really helping someone out with repressed
people. I will talk to them. I will help them have the best relationship with their partner.
What's your phone number?
So I do, like, sex coaching, but I don't do phone sex or the dominatrix or, you know, that. For the express purpose of masturbation, I guess. So I don't do that because it just, you know, sex for money is a cool thing for me, but I did just, I'm not really, I've already moved past that. It's like, you know, okay, so I'm entering my 50th year of life because I'm going to turn 49 in a few weeks.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Woohoo. So the entering the 50th year. And so I'm doing this whole thing of looking at all the experiences that I've had and what are the experiences I'd like to have in the next 50 years. Just all experience.
All experience.
So I've really had a lot of experiences. Even when people hear one thing that I did, they're like, holy shit. And then I tell them something else, and they're like, holy shit. I just told people the other day how I had a man wanted to kill me years ago, and I testified against him in a murder trial, and I was blasted all over the newspapers and TV. I'm just thankful it was a very long time ago, before the internet and before social media and before court TV and before Dateline and before CNN and all that nonsense.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, when people were like, what? So, like, every story,
To look at you would never know with you looking so wholesome and pure.
People do look at me and they're like, well, I don't even understand that. And people call me an angel and a gift of God all the time. But, I am.
Yeah. So some of your new, have you thought about any of your new wishes in terms of your bucket list?
I don't have a bucket list. I don't believe in bucket list.
No bucket list.
No, it's just what experiences would I like to have?
Okay.
That's it.
And so
because the bucket list indicates that, oh, there's going to be a death, and I should do these in a timely manner.
Okay.
I don't like all that.
Yeah, I get that.
And they're not things that I have to necessarily do. Like, I still have the idea that I'd like to go to Burning Man, because I was supposed to go several years ago, and I was on a team. I was going to be working in a particular cafe, because they have all these little cities and cafes and themes all throughout this Burning Man experience. And then some things happened that I wasn't able to go. And so I've never gone. You know, I've never made the plans to go again.
Okay.
So, you know, that's something. But if I don't ever go, I don't care. So it's not really like a bucket list, but sure, I'd like to do it.
It is something that you'd like to accomplish.
I mean, have you ever heard of Burning Man?
No.
Oh, my gosh, Derek, you will love it. Yeah. Okay, Dom's heard of Burning Man. Burning Man is like the most amazing experience one can have in their life. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. For some people, it is. But anyway, it's been going on for a lot of years. Now it's become very trendy.
Okay.
Whether in the past, in the old days, it was just like, you know, a lot of people went. So all these people go. It's in Black Rock City. They all go to this middle of the desert, and they create a city.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they create a city for a few days. It's always like Labor Day every year.
Okay.
So you go there, you create the city. And the Burning Man, they always have this effigy of some kind of a structure. And every year it's different. It's artistically created. And they burn it. That's like the main event. They burn this thing. But the whole experience, you might have naked people. There's definitely drugs. It's like this whole, you can have this kind of, I don't even know what to call it.
For a lot of people, it goes higher to a spiritual level.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, it started out sort of kind of like a Woodstock type.
Yeah.
That would be the way.
Wrong. And you have to bring everything you need to survive with you.
Yep. For how long is this?
Just a few days.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you have to bring everything because nothing exists. There are no sewer systems. There are no water fountains. This is like the middle of the desert. There is nothing here. And they leave it with nothing. So they're very eco-friendly, extremely eco-friendly. They want to leave no trace behind is like their little motto.
Can you park your cars or you got to walk?
Yeah, no, you can drive. You can have RVs. You can have tents. You can have like all kinds of things.
Oh, shit, if I can have an RV, I'm good.
Yeah.
For the most part, they try to keep it to where
it's more natural.
More natural, yeah, because it's very popular in more of like the paganistic type community.
Okay.
Well, except for now it's become very trendy. Celebrities want to go because they got to have the cool experience of Burning Man.
The boner teenage.
Yeah.
You know.
But it used to be very specific, very spiritual. People would, you'd have to be really intense and want to go there.
During the burning of the giant wooden man, some people would just, like, say prayers to whatever deity they worship.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. So Burning Man is pretty cool.
Celebrities at Burning Man, I see that. Wow, this is
Now there's celebrities, too.
I'm going to post some information on Burning Man, because this will be good for our listeners to maybe get a chance to go to one day.
I'm sure some of ours do.
Especially
if you're listening from California, Nevada, Arizona, out west, definitely because it is out west. But people fly from all over country. In fact, even in Michigan, there is a Burning Man team in Michigan.
Really?
So, they have events here in Michigan kind of like leading up to Burning Man, so there are a few Michigan things related. So people come from all over the world to Burning Man. Yeah, it's so cool. I mean, it's just like so amazing. Anyway, so what were we talking about? We're just getting off track from sex, right?
Well, but
actually, not really. It all is related, right?
Build yourself back up before you plunge back in.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was a nice little break to learn something different with Burning Man.
Very interesting. Now you're like all into Burning Man.
Yeah.
Road trip from Michigan, really?
Absolutely.
It's too late to get tickets for this year. I mean, you probably, I don't know if you could like, maybe you could pay thousands of dollars to like buy them off somebody. But they sell out like this. Every year they sell out of their tickets. So, yeah, it's a big deal. It's become a very big deal.
Wow.
But it's cool.
They don't have anything like this called the sexual man or the...
Yeah, you don't need it. Well, I'm sure there are some people doing things like that there, sure.
Oh.
But it's not, but it's meant to be very respectful. Like, if you are doing that, you just do it respectfully with yourself, with your group. It's very much about respect there. So they're not going to be, like, out doing it in front of little kids. You know what I mean? Like,
it's
a respectful place. You certainly see nudity, but nudity is just natural.
It's a natural
thing.
I've noticed some of these fashion statements there. People are dressed pretty
Yes.
Pretty
the,
cool there.
Because it's very artistic. It's meant to be very creative. It's meant to just go and be anybody you want to be. Be, you know, just be who you want to be. And, And then there's different themes. Like, a lot of people might be part of a themed camp. You know, and there's all kinds of stuff going on.
Huh.
You know. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, that sounds good. I was looking for a place to take my girl.
Burning Man.
Something new and different. Yeah.
It's definitely new and different.
Oh, my God. Look at that pan outfit, right? The horn guy, he's got the hoofs on his pants.
Those pants. That's so funny.
So
there's a lot of stuff out there in Burning Man land.
Yeah.
And there is a Facebook page. I like their page. I'll probably have to share it also. There's all kinds of coolness.
I just want to know, what is the sexual, like, you know, are you free to walk around? Is it like, you know how they have those nude beaches where, you know, you can go to a nude beach and walk around just in the buff? Or
yeah, you can walk around naked there.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not, it wouldn't, that isn't necessarily sexual. That's just walking around naked.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And so everybody's cool and chill and laid back?
Yeah, there's definitely naked people there.
What's the age group? Like 17 on up?
No.
Or like?
Any age.
Yeah.
0 to 100.
0 to 1,000. I was going to
say. I know. Like 1,000-year-olds. Could be. Maybe there's some aliens there.
Right.
Yeah,
maybe
know.
David Bowie would make a comeback and hang out there,
right? So, yeah, pretty much, I think anybody and everybody is welcome at Burning Man.
Okay.
But you have to respect. You got to respect people.
Now, you know, the closest thing I could find on the internet that may be something like.
Oh, we talked about that before.
Did we?
Yes, air sex.
No, the air sex championship.
Yeah.
I didn't know they did that. And
we talked
Texas.
About that one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Where was I? I must have
I
been
know.
On drugs or just. Coming down from a sexual experience. Interesting. I really want
but,
to do this.
Yeah, air sex competitions. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I really want to check this out. And they have a Mickey Mouse act of lust. Oh, my goodness.
It's pretty crazy.
You know, from what I hear, ABC, who owns Disney, is one of the, if not the largest producer of pornographic movies.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Right?
Why not, right?
Very interesting. You got kids on one hand. You got the adults on the other. You got the whole market.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Why not?
Why not? But, of course, they're not going to talk about it.
No, of course. Mom's the word. Neither shall we. But back to this air sex championship. This was pretty interesting as well. I don't know if I would have the courage to simulate sex without the actual partner there.
Yeah. Really? Why?
I mean, like,
it's being an actor.
I'm not going to show all my skills.
Being an actor.
What are you talking about?
You're acting.
Yeah.
You know, you're just acting.
That's what that is.
It's like improvisational.
Okay.
Doing your thing.
I was in a production of Rocky Horror Picture Show. For the free show, we did basically that.
Really?
We brought all the people who have never been.
Yeah.
Just exploited. There are air quotes, we're not exploiting strangers for no hair reason.
Nice.
But, you know, and embarrassing them.
Man, that's just a person. I don't know. Like, I would probably feel more comfortable even if I were doing it to an actual partner.
Really?
Yeah. Believe it or not.
Yeah. I guess, you know, in some respects it would be a little weird. But you really have to be comfortable just being an actor and putting it out there.
Oh, see, now maybe that's it.
Yeah, people
I'm
might be
an
actors.
Actor.
Right, if you're not an actor, you might not like doing it because basically that's what you are, is an actor doing that. Sure.
Yeah, I got that.
Yes. Which is, I love acting. Did I ever tell you I was on a Japanese television show?
Was it sexual related?
No.
Oh. I know the Japanese like sex.
I even have an IMDb profile.
DB.
I am at International Movie Database.
Okay.
That's online.
All right.
I have a profile on there for some of my acting work.
Really?
Yeah. I've also done a lot of voice acting. My voice has been in different films and film festivals, a lot of films. I've been in commercials on a Japanese TV show. So they have this Japanese TV show called World's Astonishing News. I don't know if it's still around. This was like 10, 12 years ago I was on their show. And they would reenact news, like stuff in the news, reenact it, and do a show on it. But then it'd be dubbed in Japanese. So it would be shown in Japanese, but they did most of their production in California.
Okay.
So like in the, you know, I had to audition, and this is a paid role.
Okay.
But even as I spoke throughout the filming over several days, it didn't have to be, the birds didn't have to be a big deal because it's all going to be dubbed in Japanese.
Right.
So I could
just
basically mouth them. But it's more like expression.
Oh, yeah.
Not necessarily.
Being animated.
Right, because nobody's going to hear my voice.
Right.
It's
okay.
More about how it's going to match up with the Japanese voice.
So that was a cool experience.
It was awesome.
Huh?
Yeah, it was so cool.
Is it done in California?
I things, Eric. I've probably done almost everything that I could possibly do.
Well,
except for things up in the air, because I'm not going to, I don't like hot air balloons and jumping out of airplanes. I'm a little, like, you know, afraid of heights. So.
Okay. Well, we're going to.
Other than that, I'll do other stuff.
Next week, I'm going to compose a list of things to ask you if you've done
that
or would you do that.
Okay.
So next week is showtime for you.
Uh-oh.
So you better be ready.
I'll be ready.
All right. Boys and girls out there in Sex Talk World, we enjoyed you today.
Uh-huh.
Hope that you've enjoyed us.
We love enjoying you.
Yes. This is so good. So good. So, until next week, don't wear a condom.
Wear a condom.
Don't wear a condom.
Wear a condom.
Eat lots of ass.
Condoms are good. Condoms are good.
Eat lots of ass.
Condoms are good. Brush your teeth.
Right. Brush your teeth. And we'll see you next week.
Okay.
Love you.
Bye.